It was my habit to talk to myself sometimes, to try to shut out the bad thoughts that threatened what was a perfectly pleasant life.
What don't you want to think about?
I'm getting nauseated from wearing a blindfold in a moving car, I said. Not to mention that my nerves are shot because you won't tell me what's going to happen next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just hang on, I'll open the window.
Hugh pressed the control that slid down the passenger side window next to me.
We're just going around the corner to park. Will you survive another 2 minutes?
I nodded, glad for a chance to listen to the sounds of the road. I could tell this wasn't our neighborhood, Adams Morgan, with its mix of pulsating salsa music, honking horns, and shouting truck drivers. All I heard was a slow, steady purr of cars caught in traffic. After a while, the car moved again and turned a corner. Then it stopped. Hugh's window slid down.
Paradise, sir?
A strange man's voice asked.
That's right. We're staying till the wee morning hours, Hugh said. Will this cover it?
Before the parking valet could answer, I had a few words of my own. Hugh, you know that I have a 9:30 meeting at the Sackler Gallery tomorrow. You can very well stay until the wee hours, but I can't.
Job interviews come and go. 30th birthdays are only once.
He sounded positively gleeful. My door was opened and I unbuckled my seatbelt. Then I felt a hand on my wrist helping me out.
You must be the girl getting the big birthday surprise.
The valet's voice came from somewhere to the left. I was busy working through the situation. Was this a boutique hotel, maybe? When Hugh tugged my hand.
There's going to be a downward flight of steps in a moment. Just take it slowly.
What kind of hotel has subterranean rooms? I demanded.
You'll know soon enough.
10 steps, and then a flat surface.
I'm going to hold the door open. Just step through.
I had no sight, but my other senses were bombarded. First, the sounds. Japanese girls, an eel song pounding ominously, and lots of voices, talking, laughing, shrieking. Then there were the smells, smoke from cigarettes and sandalwood incense. Someone took my other hand and pressed briefly down on the area over my knuckles. I guessed that I was getting a hand stamp, the way bouncers did at bars. Hugh, this is so silly, I complained. I want to see where I am. If this is the S&M club we read about in City Paper, I'm not going any farther. Hugh sighed and said,
I'd hoped you'd stay blindfolded until the magic moment, but if you're that anxious, you may as well take it off. Go ahead.
Had I known of the series of events about to unfold, not this night, but in the crazy, dangerous days that rolled out right after my birthday, I might have just kept the blindfold on. I would have remained in Hugh's thrall, powerless to make my own choices, but secure. Still 29 and safe as houses. But I'm not the kind of girl who stays in one place for long, whether it's a city or a nightclub vestibule. I slid off the blindfold and opened my eyes. Chapter 2. The club was packed as tightly as Tokyo's Cube 326 on a good night. Impressive for a live venue rather than a DJ club. I had never been inside a place in Washington this crowded and smoky. Wasn't there a no smoking law in Washington clubs now? I wondered about it as I scanned the crowd, looking for familiar faces. Is that Kendall? I asked Hugh, pointing to a slender redhead in a black leather jacket who looked like my married cousin from Potomac, but who was embracing a handsome, younger man with a goatee.
Yes, I gather she brought a toy boy from her office. But there's an even better spectacle right ahead.
Hugh touched my shoulders and turned me so that I was facing the other side of the room. A stage was set up with a drum set and keyboards and microphones. Above it was a banner that said in glittering silver letters, Happy Dirty 30, Ray. I looked from it to Hugh. You promised you wouldn't throw a surprise party. He raised his eyebrows.
But I told you I was taking you to paradise.
Suddenly, I got it. This unfamiliar nightclub was probably a hot new music venue on U Street. I was amazed Hugh had been able to book it.